Welcome to billing office. How may I help you?
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. My name is Nia Hawk. Is that the billing department for Montgomery Family Medicine?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you. My name is Nia Hawk. I'm calling to ask a question about the billing balance for Timothy Hawk.
Okay.
He has a balance $62. He came in to see Dr. Yusufi for dizziness checker, and I believe Dr. Yusufi in a PPO network.
Mm-hmm.
My husband has a Careford Medicare Advantage,
mm-hmm.
but we were told by the insurance saying that when you see the healthcare provider in network as a primary physician, in network, PPO, in network, you have zero copay. Why did he have to pay $62? I mean, he already paid it, but we want to know the answer.
Can you provide me the account number, otherwise date of birth, so I can look up your account? And
you know, I don't have the account number in front of me. Can I give you his name, his date of birth?
Date of birth?
Yeah, date of birth, February 25th,
1949. 1949, right?
Yeah.
February 22nd, 1949, correct?
Yeah, February 25th, 1949, yeah.
Can you repeat again the name?
Pardon? My name?
No.
Oh, the patient name, yeah, Timothy Hawk.
Timothy Hawk. Can you hold for a minute?
The phone number?
No. Can you hold for a minute?
I couldn't hear you. Pardon? What are you saying? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Can you hold for a minute?
Yes. I can hold. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yes, I can hold. Sure. Yeah. Go ahead. Then take your time.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, just a minute.
Sure.
So, which date of service you received the statement for this $25 copay?
Oh, no, not that one. The one that that he had to pay $62 recently. The one that he came in to for the dizziness, for the headache dizziness checkup, only a few weeks ago. I forgot what the day. I think in August.
So you pay the August, right?
Yes.
$62.61, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So your CareFirst insurance apply the co-insurance for the $88.71. So you have credit balance for the $16.28. So out of $88.71, you remaining the $62.61.
Oh,
not a
why
copay.
Is that? Oh, that's not a copay.
Yeah, this is a co-insurance.
Okay.
80-20%.
Oh, okay, that's not a copay. That's
yeah.
just 20%. But we call the insurance,
mm-hmm.
and they say if you see the primary healthcare provider physician, which is Dr. Yusufi, he
mm-hmm.
is the primary healthcare physician.
Yes.
Why?
But Yusufi is a primary physician.
Yes. So according to the primary healthcare physician, we don't pay anything. That's what they told us.
But
is that because?
Go ahead.
Because it's a different category or why? Because when, you know, that's what I'm very, very confused, okay? Because they told us, they say Yusufi is a primary healthcare physician and he is in network. He
mm-hmm.
is in PPO. So
yeah.
when you see the primary healthcare physician, $0 copay,
yeah.
why did he have to pay 20%? That's my question.
For the insurance supply, the 20% is copay, co-insurance, not a copay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is the insurance guideline for this. 80% is insurance paid and 20% is your responsibility.
Okay, so you're saying that insurance pay only 80%.
Yeah.
But this is not the Medicare, okay?
This is the Medicare advantage.
Yeah, this is a CareFirst Medicare advantage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the traditional Medicare. Traditional Medicare, yes, they have to pay 80% and the patient has to pay 20%. But this is not a traditional Medicare. This is a CareFirst Medicare advantage. So that means the patient doesn't have to pay 20%, right? Am I correct?
Right. No, CareFirst is following the Medicare guideline because your plan is a Medicare advantage.
Uh-huh.
So your insurance, CareFirst insurance is follow the guideline as a Medicare.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that means they will apply the Medicare policy and
yes.
pay only 80%
yes,
and you have to pay
20%. 20%.
Right. And the bill is that he charged at how much, but he paid $62.
For the 60,
how much
we have the insurance charge the $88.71. Out of, we have write off the $9.82 is discount, $88.71 less 9.82. So you owe $78.89.
Mm-hmm.
And out of 78.89, you have credit balance for the $16.28. So remaining balance is $62.61. So I have sent the statement to you, and you pay August 11, 2025. So right now your balance is zero.
Yeah, he did pay already. We just want
yeah.
the answer. Okay, so your answer is you said the CareFirst Medicare Advantage still follow the Medicare policy and they
yes.
pay 80%. So the patient had to pay 20%. Okay, that's your answer. But you know what? Let me tell you one thing is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I took my mother to see Dr. Sawan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Sawan, she also is a physician, PPO, in network in Montgomery Family Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So every year she see her every year for annual checkup. Guess what? They do the blood work, urine, everything, colon, everything. She doesn't have to pay a dime. And also the same doctor in Montgomery Family Medicine,
mm-hmm.
that's interesting to me. Why my mom didn't pay anything, but my husband had to pay $62. That's kind of weird that they apply 80% and the patient had to pay 20%. But when my mom see Dr. Sawan, she doesn't have to pay 20%.
Can you provide me the date of birth of your mom so I can pull up your account and check the what is the plan for this?
Right, the same plan, Careford Medicare Advantage, exactly the same plan. We live in the same house, the same plan. That's a thing. I'm just wondering, maybe Dr. Yusufi put in a different billing code. Maybe he put in billing code. Maybe he put in emergency or something, right?
Okay.
But
can,
it's not
so,
an emergency. I can give you my mom's name. So you
can your mom date of birth, can you provide me?
Yeah. So her is October 13, 1948. Okay? So you can check it out.
And can you provide me the name?
Yeah, the first name Mui, M-U-I. And her last name Tong, T-H-O-N-G. Yes.
Mui Tong.
Mui Tong, yes. She saw Dr. Sawan many
just
times
on,
in
just
the past. Yes, you can look at it.
Can you repeat again the date of birth and do not pull up your mom account?
Yeah, so that is the October 13, 1948. You got it?
Just a
minute. Okay, I hope you find it.
Yes, Moi Tong, yes.
Yes. You see, the insurance exactly is the same.
Just a minute.
I enrolled them both.
Just a minute.
Yeah. Then, okay, take your time. Okay. Well, thank you for explaining to me, okay?
Okay.
So you found the answer, so that's good. But I want to know what the difference. Insurance 100% the same.
So I see your mom account for this June 24th, 2025.
Yeah.
For this, care first is apply the coinsurance $78.89. And paid the August 3rd, 2025.
Right. See, that's the one thing I forgot to ask you about it. Why does he have to pay $78? That's just a physical checkup. Oh, no. I'm sorry. She went in to do a urine test. Why does he have to pay $78? Because you said that she has to pay 20%, is that right?
Yes, 20% is your responsibility and 80% is insurance apply the payment.
Oh, really? For the urine checkup?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so if she does a physical annual checkup, then she doesn't have to pay, right?
Yes, correct.
Because last year, she does a physical checkup, then she didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, correct.
Oh. Okay, so annual physical checkup and no pay, but if you do a separate, see the physician separate, like she have some kind of urine checked up, she worry about urine, has some issue, and she has some bacteria on it, okay, then they pay only 80%.
For the last year, your mom, insurance is Aetna insurance, and this year is CareFirst Medicare Advantage.
Okay, so Aetna is different with CareFirst, right?
Yeah.
But this year we switched to CareFirst Medicare Advantage. Okay, so my mom have an appointment coming soon next Tuesday. So that would be a physical annual checked up. So my question to you is, when she come next Tuesday to see Dr. Sawan for annual physical checked up, does my mom have to pay 20%?
No.
That's my question.
No.
Oh, why? Because
physical checkup is not any patient responsibility.
Only a separate thing. Like let's say you see more than one doctor, you something like, urgency or something. Okay, I see. I understand what you're saying. So not physical and no jacked up, but if you see something separate, additional, so then you have to pay 20%, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you. You finally answered my question, okay?
Okay.
Because I haven't called in so many different places. Mm-hmm. They could not answer my question, you know? She saw the dermatology doctor. She had to pay $62. We have no idea why. But they told us that for specialist, you pay $45 copay only.
Mm-hmm.
But then they bill her $62. But she already paid $45.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody could explain better than you. You explain the best. You explain the best, because when you see something more than the annual physical checkup, that would be pay only, then the patient had to pay 20%. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so much. You explained very, very well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
I got
you.
The answer from you now. Thank you. You explained very, very well, okay?
Okay.
So now I come home, I explain to my mother, I explain to my husband, that's it. So
okay.
Thank you. Now we understand. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, okay? You clear up all my confusion, all right? Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Good. I hope you have a good day, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Thank
good.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Yeah.